Welcome everybody to a new episode of Explore Škoda podcast. Today we are starting a little bit unusually. I'm driving the all-new Škoda Kodiaq because we are on a dynamic premiere in sunny Spain. My today's guest is going to be Jill Katarina Mahler, head of product marketing SUV. So let's go and ask her some questions. Hello Jill, good morning.
Hey Vasek.
We already met. We had one common friend, which is standing over there. It's the all-new Škoda Kodiaq. And Jill, please explain to me where we are.
Yes, Vasek, we are at the driving experience of Kodiaq. Mm-hmm. So we invited a couple of journalists over and let them test drive our all-new Kodiaq.
Perfect. Thank you for having me as well, actually. And I did drive it for yesterday for a few kilometers and it was great. For me, very nice experience. What would you tell us about the DNA of the new Škoda Kodiaq? If there is something like that.
Well, I think the DNA hasn't changed from one generation to another. Mm-hmm. It's still your bold companion to explore the world, basically. You have tons of space in it, 910 liters of trunk space, which really makes for all your journeys a very good companion and carries all the luggage necessary. And it's for a big family suitable. Mm-hmm. It has 7 seats, optional. So I believe it's an all-rounder.
All-rounder. Nicely said. Jill, tell me, you mentioned some technical details. As part of your job, you have to know all the details?
I should. I wouldn't say I do know all the details, but yes, no, I know where to look.
Okay, and can I try you?
Yes.
Tell me about engines.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the engines is an easy one, actually. Mm-hmm. So we have 2 petrol engines and 2 diesel engines. Mm-hmm. 2 of them are 4x4. Always the top version. Mm-hmm. We have no manual transmission anymore, so all is automatic. And we have 1 new addition to the team, and it's the plug-in hybrid.
Is there some one that you will prefer?
Yeah, my preference is the plug-in hybrid. It's mm-hmm. the best of both worlds, so I like to drive electric, but I also know the advantages of a combustion engine. So especially on long journeys, this is really the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm.
I know that during the producing there was a big pressure on comfort and safety. Can you tell us something about the safety and the comfort? Well, what's new?
Well, let me highlight for the comfort our new DCC chassis. Mm-hmm. It is an improved one. We call it a DCC Plus. Mm-hmm. And it comes with a 2-valve system. Which really adds up to the comfort. So it adjusts in milliseconds to all the bumps on the roads.
Okay.
And really adds up to the comfort. And with the drive mode select, you can choose from different settings. And there's also one that particular says comfort. Mm-hmm. So if you want it really smooth, then go for it.
Okay. And I also like the seats. Actually, they are so comfy. I feel like in a sofa at home, that's pretty great. While I was driving the car from the airport, I noticed that the car is full of assistant. Can you tell us about the assistant?
Yes, we actually added nano radar sensors mm-hmm. into the front, which improves the experience of the assistants a lot, I would say. They are positioned on the left and right side in the front apron and come with new functionalities.
Okay.
I like to highlight the crossroad assist. Mm-hmm. So when you are trying to exit, for example, a parking lot, you have sometimes problems to see pedestrians or cyclists.
That's true.
The crossroad assist basically looks ahead for you.
Okay.
So makes it safer to drive.
That's good. I like that feature.
Yes. Vasek, I wanted to show you some details of the trunk that I really like.
Oh, then show me, Jill.
Yeah. So first and foremost, it's these dividers
what's
here.
That?
They are really useful.
Oh, now I understand a little bit.
Yes. They are made from aluminium. Mm-hmm. They are bending in 2 areas, yeah, 2 directions. And you can use them to fix luggage in your trunk.
That's
so, for example, build them like this. Put your suitcase in it and nothing will shift while driving.
That's great because that's very annoying while driving.
But there is more. We have mm-hmm. a little QR code added here.
Okay.
So if you scan it, you will see all the features in the trunk.
Mm-hmm. I'll try it right now.
Yeah, please. And there's more. There's hooks.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually remotely
That's the G-day
laid
I very
down,
like.
The rear bench.
Mm-hmm. Great. Jill, tell me, is there any your favorite feature on a car?
Well, I like the small things, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
The little Simply Clever additions that the brand stands for. For example, with the Skoda Kodiaq, we have introduced a display cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
We have increased the size of the display, which also means there is more space for fingertips, right?
Yes.
And you want to remove those fingertips. Mm. And therefore, we thought on a display cleaner that has a perfect position in the center console, which I think is smart and, yeah, simple.
I used it yesterday 2 or 3 times, and it was even fun, or I killed some time, because when I was just waiting, I cleaned the display. I like it as well. And Jill, is there already something that you got from the journalist that they liked about the car?
Yeah, the one thing that was mentioned really a lot were the smart dials.
Mm-hmm.
They are really appreciated as a combination of digital and haptic control of the HMI. So if I would need to highlight something, then it's this.
Okay, understand. Is there any fun story behind the new Kodiaq?
Mm. My favorite story is the naming story, actually.
Okay.
Did you know that Kodiaq was named after a bear that lives in Alaska?
Oh, I didn't know that.
There is an island in Alaska that is called Kodiaq Island, but Kodiaq with a K at the end. So in the native language, they use a lot of Q. So we thought it's a nice connection to change the name to Kodiaq with a Q. And the people on the Kodiaq Island, including the mayor, liked the idea so much that they changed the name of their town for one day into Kodiaq with a
really?
Q. Yes, the video finds on YouTube. So
I will find it later.
I really like the story.
Okay. And Jill, what car are you driving right now?
At the moment, I'm driving an Enyaq Coupe RS. I love to drive electric. But from next week onwards, I'm going to switch to this beauty here.
Okay, and are you happy about the change?
Yes, I'm really looking forward. It's always nice to drive the newest product.
Mm-hmm. Is there something like a typical Kodiaq customer or...?
Yeah, we like to call them everyday explorer.
Mm-hmm.
They are curious, they are fun, but they have traditional values. And usually they have a family, they need space to go on their adventures. This is, I guess, it.
I like it. I like also the imagination of me that I'm everyday explorer. Nice. Is there any market where the Kodiaq sales are outstanding or...?
Well, the top three markets are Germany, UK and Czech Republic.
Okay, good.
But the Kodiaq does not only sell in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
We also ship it overseas. Countries like Australia, New Zealand and so on. So I would say Kodiaq is overall a very big success.
Mm-hmm.
It is our third most sold model in the portfolio.
Worldwide Kodiaq.
Yes.
After a few hours spent in the all-new Skoda Kodiaq, I have to say the car is unbelievably comfortable. The seats are great. I love the luxury interior because it looks perfect for me. I like the smart dials because you can do anything you want on them pretty fast without long learning. And the camera guys, they really enjoy the USB-C ports almost everywhere. Actually, they are in the back, in the front, even under the back mirror, there is a USB-C port for a camera, for example. And thanks to the DCC suspension, the car works great in any driving mode you need. It was off-road tested, I had sport, and everything was just perfect. Is there any hidden gem in an all-new Kodiaq?
Well, yes, actually there is one maybe that not everybody knows of. When you refill your windshield fluid, the water that you use to clean the windshield, then we have added a little extra to this opening, right?
Okay.
Usually you have a cap and you open it and refill it, but you spill all the water
That's
in
true.
The engine room.
I hate it.
Right? So we have added a lip to this cap so that if you pour the water against it, it drips in easily. And nothing got spilled.
Okay, I will check that later, definitely. Yesterday, while I was driving from the airport, I noticed the space. It's like amazing. I love to sit in front. I love to sit in the back. And today I'm going to drive the Kodiaq again. Is there something I should really focus on?
Today, I suggest that you turn on the massage, which has become pneumatic now in the second generation. Makes it even more comfortable with different modes. And on top, You have a good sound with our Canton with 14 speakers,
okay,
which really makes for a nice premium sound. So enjoy the comfort of the ride.
Okay, and I will put the massage on and the volume on.
Yes.
Speaking of the all-new Kodiaq, is there something you can tell me about the future?
Well, we might see each other again at the end of this year for an even sportier version of this model. So stay tuned.
Okay, I will. Jill, thank you very much for today's conversation. It was nice to see you again and good luck.
Thanks.
That's all from today's episode. I hope you enjoyed the show like we did, and see you next time. Adios.